I think as a younger player, there are always fundamentals that can be improved upon. There's the communication that takes place with the other members of the offensive line, particularly the left guard. And I think it's something that he's continuing to work on. We're continuing to do the things we can to help him be successful. And like a lot of the players on our offense, you know, there's a lot of areas for improvement, and he's certainly no exception.
How much could the return of Justin help in that regard?
I think when there's continuity, when you have someone who's played quite a bit, I mean, Justin's played a lot of football, and that communication is a big part of the success that can take place for an offensive line, and that certainly could be something that could help him improve, we hope. And again, I think it's just a matter of continuing on a day-to-day basis, working the technique, working the fundamentals. I mean, there's the things that he's aware of that he can improve upon, and it's a process, and it never gets as fast or happens as fast as I think anyone would like, but he's certainly putting the time in. His coaches are putting the time in, and again, we're hoping for the best.
What about Bobby Hart? He looks like he's made strides going forward. I mean, do you see improvement in him?
Yeah, Bobby's made some improvement. I think there's always going to be those clips that we can look at and see where, whether it was a leverage or a matter of leverage, I should say, or hand placement or a technique that could have improved, that'll be there, as with all of those guys. But he's certainly accepted the challenges that he's had this year and has shown some strides, shown that he's making some strides, I should say, and improving in certain areas. I think that's an accurate assessment.
Right, there's often an assumption that when a left tackle struggles that maybe he should go to the right side and that somehow less pressure could help. Is it that simple, and could that be something that can help a left tackle?
You know, I've heard that as well, and people talk about who's better suited for right tackle, who's left tackle. I mean, he's our left tackle, and our players are our players, and we have to just continue to work hard. There's no magic potion. There's no easy answer in terms of just trying to do the things that we can from a technique standpoint, from a fundamental standpoint, and schematically trying to get him and all of our players to be successful. And I think if we can have more of the success in the run game, I think that certainly takes some of the pressure off of the pass game component of it. And while we've shown some progress, we've taken a few steps back, taken a few steps forward as far as the run game, but I think that's part of it as well.
Mike, I know that...
What do you see from Eli on plays where the pressure at least isn't apparent and it doesn't seem like he's forced into some of the errors? Why is he making some of the mistakes that don't seem to be forced?
Well, I think sometimes there may be coverage techniques that are played by the defenders that maybe move him from a first read to a second read or to a third read. Sometimes there may be instances where we don't quite have the precision that we'd like in the route itself. And then other times, you know, like all of us, we're prone to make mistakes and would like to have a few back. And it really could be one of those matters that could come into play. But, you know, I think he's someone that has a track record of being able to play high-quality championship football in December and January and February. And we're optimistic about where he's headed and what lies ahead for him with the rest of our season.
Just going back to the tackles for a second, the technique. I know footwork is different. But in terms of hand punch, hand placement, is it that much different on the left side and then on the right side?
I think the more familiarity an individual has in terms of, let me rephrase that, the more repetition. Obviously, to go from one side to the other, there's different footwork, the hand placement, the leverage, the angles. It is different. So that is something that would have to be taken into account. But as I mentioned, for us, we have our players, and they're in their positions. We just got to keep working hard and keep trying to find ways to improve and to minimize the mistakes, minimize the penalties. Those are the things that have kind of negated some. We had a heck of a explosive run there last game that, you know, was called back for a penalty. And so those are the things that, you know, what we can control with a here and now, that's what we got to focus on.
Victor had one catch the other night, has had a whole lot of targets recently. Is he getting open enough, in your opinion?
Well, I think there was an opportunity also where he had a ball that I believe he dropped a ball that he was open on. And, you know, I think we don't get zeroed in on whether, you know, how can we feed Victor the ball? How can we feed Shep the ball? How can we got to make plays. We got to get some consistency. We got to eliminate the bad football. We got to eliminate the turnovers. And so when he has his opportunities, he has to make the most of them. He's done some good things for us. Obviously, he had the week before, he wasn't able to have any targets. But I think it boils down to when he does have his opportunities, he has to make the most of them. And I think that applies not just to him, but to all the other receivers and to the tight ends and the backs and really everybody in the offense.